Unfortunately, we are still contending with COVID as cases remain on the rise in Philadelphia. So the city will not be joining the state in relaxing COVID protocols just yet. Full capacity restaurants, bars, and large outdoor events are still weeks, if not months away. That's the bad news. The good news is that the weather is warming up and the city still has plenty of outdoor dining options, which actually, despite the reason they were created, is pretty cool. Kind of adds a festive vibe to the neighborhood. In theater this week, West Philadelphia's Curio Theater has come up with a new way to view performance, as have so many other venues. This one combines a pre-recorded video with a walkthrough art installation. A Symphony for St. George is based on the life of the little-known Black composer Joseph Bologna Chevalier de St. George. Considered the other Mozart, the Guadalupe-born musician was also a violinist, conductor, and a colonel in the French Revolutionary Army. The Pay What You Can show goes through April 25th, and time tickets must be purchased in advance. The Arden Theater turned its play, 74 Seconds to Judgment, into a radio version that you can purchase digital tickets to through March 28th. Philly playwright Cash Goines wrote the play about a deadlocked jury trying to determine what qualifies as justifiable homicide. Here he is talking about how he finds inspiration.
Since I was a kid, I've always lived inside my head. I have a habit now that I've had since I was about 5 years old, where I load clothes into the washing machine. And as I'm doing that mentally, I'm creating a journey for each piece of the clothing they have.
And if you love food, well, you know there's always plenty of options to eat in Philadelphia. The Sisterly Love Food Fair drops into Cherry Street Pier on Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. The fair is dedicated to women in the culinary arts, and the pier is one of its stops around the city during Women's History Month. And among the educational program for Women's History Month is an online discussion of Black Diamond Queens, African American Women and Rock and Roll, a book by Maureen Mann.
Say you will, say you will.
Mann is hosting the event presented by the African American Museum in Philadelphia and Penn Center for Experimental Ethnography. That's a mouthful, but I'm sure they're doing some great work over there. The online discussion is tonight at 6:30 p.m. and costs $8, so consider that your donation to the museum. The Pennsylvania Ballet has returned online for their 2021 spring season, Strength, Resilience, Beauty. Haven't we all needed more of all of the above? Featuring 14 performances especially created for the digital stage. There are a combination of classic and contemporary ballets and some world premieres. You can find streaming dates and tickets via our website, whyy.org/things to do. And in exhibits this week, Rembrandt Revealed at the Allentown Art Museum focuses on Portrait of a Young Woman. Now, this is the painting whose provenance was debated. At first, they thought that maybe Rembrandt did not paint it, but the Allentown Art Museum found out that it is indeed a Rembrandt. So this exhibit, focused on conservation, is going on until May 2nd. And online, Think About Water is an exhibit from ecological artists who've done way more thinking about water than we have. It is a precious resource, though, and these artists have given it its just due. The virtual exhibit runs through June 21st. And our favorite Philly duo, Kindred, the Family Soul, released their latest album, Auntie and Unc, this Friday. And we've always got the best things here at Things to Do, so if you missed any of this or want the details on more events, including a Passover event inspired by the 1969 Freedom Seder, check us out at whyy.org/things to do, and I'll be back next week with more options. Have a great weekend, everybody.